Good morning, Sterile Processing Universe. This is Bob Mars with Beyond Clean, and this is Real Talk. Today I wanted to talk to you about something that's bothered me for a long time. It's something that if you've come to any of my presentations around the country, you've heard me talk about, and you've heard me talk about it for years, and that's what's frustrating me. In 1999, the Institute of Medicine released a report called To Err Is Human, Safer Practice in the Medical Industry. They talked about surgical site infections, they talked about hospital-acquired infections, but they threw a number down. They said between 44,000 and 98,000 people die annually from coming to a hospital. Let me repeat that. 44,000 to 98,000 people die annually by going to a hospital for care. Does that sound off to you in any way? It does to me. We now know that that number is much closer to 98,000, if not higher. And while we are having a better impact on some infections, they're still very prevalent. As a matter of fact, surgical site infections still remain problematic. Did you know that 2.5 to 5% of all surgical patients are going to get a surgical site infection? Let me say that again. 2.5 to 5% of all surgical patients are going to get an infection when they come into our facility. I take this very personally. I've had 34 surgeries in my past, and thank goodness I've not had any infections, but I can tell you this, I'm probably one of the most anal patients that you'll ever see. I bathe in chlorhexidine much longer than I should. I do things to make sure that my skin is as clean and as sterile as it can be before I go into the hospital. Not all patients do this. So where do we go with this? What do we do with a number like that? Well, John Nance, the aviation expert for ABC News, in his book, Why Hospitals Should Fly, talks about this. And he talks about the worst aviation accident in history where two jumbo jet airliners collide into each other and they explode, killing all the passengers on board. I want to say that there's something like 900 souls that perished that day. Well, that's the day the aviation industry changed, and that's the day they made things right. They started looking at the problems, focusing on the problems. They allowed anyone in the facility to bring up an issue when they saw it. And this made a significant change. And speaking of aviation, I wanted to ask you the question, when's the last time you heard about an aviation accident? I'd be willing to bet it was the Southwest Airlines accident that happened in the news not too long ago, where an engine blew up and a person was pulled out the window and killed. What an awful thing to happen. But do you recall how much that story was in the news? Non-stop for 72 hours, around the clock. And then after 72 hours, it was in the daily story every day. So I want to ask the question to the powers that be out there, whether it's the government or who it is, how is the medical issue that we're dealing with not the top story in the news every day? We have 100,000 people dying a year in this country. They're coming to our healthcare facilities and we're killing them. How is this not the top story every day? Why is it a tweet that somebody sends that goes viral? Why is it the clothes that people are wearing, or this person's wearing this or driving that, or they're getting a divorce? How is this not the top story in the news every day? In John Nance's book, he says that number, that 100,000 people, is like a jumbo jet airliner crashing to the ground every single day, 365 days a year. Do you think that would make the news? How many of y'all fly often like I do? That brings it really to light for me. This is something that drives me crazy and will continue to drive me crazy until we fix it. We're supposed to have the best healthcare in the world and we're killing 100,000 people every year. What is wrong with that statement? I don't want to be a fearmonger, but I do want to bring this to light, and I want us to start talking about it every day until our patients are safe and until we know that we can go into a facility and we're not reading about surgical site infections or hospital-acquired infections or retained objects or wrong site surgeries every single week. When's it going to stop, folks? Let's stand up, let's start talking about it, and let's make the folks that have the opportunity to make the change, make the change. That's all for today, folks. This is Bob Mars, and this is Real Talk.